Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
What God do you trust? Things seem to be going very, very well for Israel. Check out what Isaiah wrote. Their land is full of silver and gold. There is no end to their treasures. Their land is full of horses. There is no end to their chariots. Sounds like a success story to me. But wait, the next verse sounds a bit ominous. Their land is full of idols. The people worship things they have made with their own hands. Money? Yes. Influence? Lots. Prosperity? For everyone. Idolatry? Widespread. They were no longer looking to God, but they were looking to what they had made with their own hands. In other words, they made money their God. Money can save us. Money can fix all our problems. Without money, we are lost. Only those with money can be saved. Sadly, I believe what was said of Israel 2,500 years ago could be said of the United States of America today. In God we trust is printed on all our currency, but it really has become in money we trust. We have made money our God. Don't believe me? How do you think most people would answer these fill-in-the-blanks? I need blank to get clothes. Without blank, I cannot feed my family. If I lost blank today, I would be devastated. I frequently think about how more blank in my life would make my life better. But we have to check out what Jesus said, how he provides clothes and food and our means of survival. What should go in the blank? Money or God? Again, let's let Jesus have the final word. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Luke chapter 16, verse 13.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.